It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Would you know how to do CPR if you had to? If you found yourself in a position where you'd have to do CPR to save somebody's life, would you know what to do or how to start? Martin O'Mahony, good morning to you, sir.
How are you, PJ?
Good. Now, you work with Enable Ireland. Would you have learned CPR as part of your work, or was it just something you did in your own time?
It's actually part of our job.
Okay. And you were with your colleague, Yolandi, who I'll talk to in a second. Hi there, Yolandi.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. This happened on Skihard Road just a couple of weeks, Easter Monday. What happened?
That's right. We were, I was out with my own family.
Okay.
And we were on the way back home, and my wife spotted there was a man collapsed at the bus stop by there by the credit union. And she said to me, look, there's a man after collapsing there. She said, turn around and see if you can help, because she knows that I have the responder training. And so I went back, I turned around and went back. And when I went off to the man, I could see that he was already a dark blue in colour.
Yes.
So I knew he's at that stage. I knew he was stopped breathing. So, but I kneeled down in and I checked his pulse. There was no pulse. So straight away I started doing compressions. And there was a few other people around. Oh, they were on the phone to the ambulance already at that stage. And there was another gentleman who was trying to help me out as well.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like a ray of light. Yolandi appeared.
Yeah, Yolandi, sorry, I thought that you were actually travelling together, but no, you came across the accident separately, Yolandi.
Yes, I was actually on my way to Marina Market.
Right.
So, and yeah, we just drove past and we saw them doing CPR and how they stopped.
Yeah. And you recognised Martin, did you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it was amazing. Like, I was about 5 or 6 minutes on compressions first, and I was starting to gas out.
Yeah.
And Yolandi arrived, and like, she's got a paramedic background as well.
Is she?
She's actually a trained advanced paramedic.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we she took over, and she started doing compressions as well, and... We kept taking turns then as it went on. And then there was a gentleman across the road from us in the two housings there. He shouted off to us if we needed a defib. And obviously we shouted yes, and he brought the defib over. Yolandi then went, I carried on the compressions. Yolandi set up the defib.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a couple of zaps from that then. And we just kept going until the ambulance came.
Brilliant. You know those defibs, Yolandi, now that you, those ones that are around, people would be afraid that they wouldn't know how to use them. Are they easy to use?
They are, actually. They actually tell you what to do as soon as you open the cover. It's made in a way that you just follow the instructions, what it says to you.
Yeah, because something that people might be afraid of, and this is what I always want, and particularly seeing as you're an advanced paramedic, you're best prepared to answer this question. So I have a defibrillator, and I open it up, and it starts to tell me what to do. But supposing the condition I'm trying to treat is not suitable for defibrillation, how will I know that? Will the machine sense that?
Yes, it will. It will actually tell you, no shock advised, carry on with CPR.
I see. Oh, yes. Really?
So it tells you every step what you need to do. And, if, you know, if it's not necessary to shock, it won't shock. It will tell you to just go on, carry on with compressions.
Well, that's fantastic. Because, Martin, would you have known that, for example, about a defib?
Well, we did. I only know that through the CPR training. Because when you're doing the CPR training, you have to be able to work and set up the defibs.
Right.
And so the minute you turn on this defib, it tells you what to do straight away, which is, it is great, because sometimes when you're in those kind of situations, like the whole panic of the situation can take over.
Yeah.
So it's great to actually have something to tell you what to do.
Yeah. Your training would go out the window, I imagine.
It can. It depends. I would probably be a cool person in a situation anyway. But my wife always says to me, I don't know how you would use the cam and all these. You know?
Yeah.
But we were lucky enough to have the defib on site.
Brilliant.
And look, and the last I heard of met one of the men's family last Friday. He did travel bypass during the week, and he's recovering well. So. Oh,
that's fantastic. Isn't that just fabulous to hear?
It really was, because for the last couple of weeks, I was hoping that it would all be good news, and after meeting the family there on Friday, it was great to hear.
Yeah. How long does it take to learn to use, to learn CPR, Martin?
Well, our courses here are 2 days. Well, it's not 2 full days. It would be about 3 or 4 hours on both occasions, you know, because there is a bit involved, but it's life altering. You can change someone's life by knowing what to do.
As you did.
You know, exactly. You know, it's something that everybody, I think, should be mandatory across the board, to be quite honest, because it's a life-saving skill.
No, Yolandi, it's not complicated, but you need to learn what to do, isn't that right?
Yes, you need, because, you know, you have to have the right hand mark location and depth compression, so that's important, because if you don't do it properly, you're not doing.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Much.
Yeah.
So that's why you need to do the training, so you can learn how to do it properly. Because if it's done properly, it does save lives.
Is the starting point the breastbone? Like, if a person was stuck in the moment, is the starting point the breastbone, and you use the soft part of your hand? Is that when you use? Do they do this staying alive thing? The Bee Gees song.
Yeah, well, I wasn't singing the Bee Gees when I was doing it, but you use the end of the palm of your hand.
Yes.
And if you cross over your hands on top of each other,
yes,
and then you literally press as hard as you can.
Is it down on the breastbone? Is that the spot?
It's in between the two nipples.
Yeah.
Just slightly towards the lift, and pump as hard as you can.
I can feel it. You can feel. I'm with you. You can feel it there now in my own chest. But you.
It can be a bit daunting, Ollie, when you are doing the compressions, because you might feel So you might actually feel some of the breast bones cracking and stuff like that. But that was the bit of a shocker for me.
Yeah.
While I was doing it, I was like, oh my God, it feels... Yeah. I feel like I'm breaking ribs here, but look, I'd rather have broken ribs than to be in
they
a
can,
box.
They can fix that. Well, you'd recommend, and would you, I mean, again, come back to you, Yolandi, as the trained paramedic here, you'd recommend that we all have an opportunity at some point to learn.
Yes, it's vital. I mean, this incident proves that anywhere you go, you know, if somebody collapses, there's something you can do if you have the knowledge. And, I mean, the death rate is rising every day.
Yeah.
So if more people can actually help.
Yes.
It would help the population.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, to be fair, there was a good gang of people there on the day, and it, as it turned out, myself and Yolandi were the only two that actually knew CPR, you know?
Mm.
So, they were all, in fairness, someday everyone was trying to do their best, you know? But, like, if even one or two more of them knew CPR, it would have been, you know, it would have been help as well.
I know. It's such a basic skill. And I think a lot of people, Yolandi, will have been interesting to hear today about those defibrillators, the ones we see everywhere, that the machine will tell you how to use it the minute you open it, and it will also tell you whether you need to use it or not.
Yes, it will actually, once you open it, it will tell you to stick the pads on, and once the pads are on, the machine will analyze the heart rhythm. So then it will tell you whether...
Wow.
You know, it will shock or not, or you must go on a CPR. So all you have to do, basically, is just get the pads on, but that even tells you exactly what to do.
Yeah. Martin, I don't know whether you want to answer this one, but I'll ask you anyway. People who would vandalise something as vital as a machine like that, defib machine like that.
Yeah.
What would you think?
Yeah. Honestly, they should get a very strong prison sentence.
Yeah.
They damage something that could save a life. It's unforgivable.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, I know some fellas might do it and think it's a joke, right? But at the end of the day, that's there to save someone's life. And if you're going to damage it, you're putting your whole community in danger.
Yeah. Because we've had a few incidents lately, most notably one up there at soccer club up there in Castlereagh, Corinthians. You'd feel the same, Yolandi, I expect.
Yes, no, absolutely. I mean, it's there for the communities. So why take someone's chance away of living?
Yeah, absolutely. Leave it there with you both, Martin O'Mahony and Yolandi Wolstenholme. Both work with Enable Ireland. Martin was out travelling with his wife that day, came across a man in distress, got down and started to help him. Yolandi was gone on her way to the Mina Market. She spotted Martin, got out to save the man's life. The defib came over from the Tua housing complex across the road, and the man is alive and has had a bypass and a fantastic. But we should all learn. Yeah. But I think I'm totally with Martin there, and indeed with Yolandi. But Martin, if anyone who is brought before a court and has damaged one of these things, like the one up at College Corinthians a few weeks ago, sorry now. But for me, that's jail time. If you pull one of those things out of its box, or down off the wall, or do damage to it in any way, that should be jail time.
Cork's 96 FM.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.